Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. There was a guy that I don't always agree with that accused me. He accused me, Rick, of being civil. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're talking about civility in the workplace with our good friend Rick Maurer. Maurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R.
RickMaurer.com.
Rickmaurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, RickMaurer.com. You can find his books there and his articles and all the things he does there, what he does to help people. If you're having some challenges leading change, and let me tell you what that might look like, you're not getting your job done. You're not performing. Your company's not performing like it should. Your salespeople aren't performing. Your organization is bollocksed up. That tells you you're probably not leading change. You might just be managing it. And so Rick can help you with that. Rick, you got a story to tell us.
I do. I was talking a couple of weeks ago to a colleague of mine. Her name's Marianne, and she was talking about she had to go out and buy a new computer and printer. But she said, you know, I'm just not good with the technology if something goes wrong. And so she said, so I bought this extended service plan. And she said, I know that wasn't, you know, you're not supposed to do that. But she said, I needed something. And sure enough, the printer broke down. So she called, and she gets this runaround. And people are starting to treat her like she's an idiot.
Wow.
People are going, well, you called the wrong number. You on and on and on. And you can imagine.
I've talked to those people.
She's just, yes. And I mean, she's really, really upset. And finally they said, okay, you need to talk to so-and-so. So she calls so-and-so, and she's just, if he says the least little thing, I mean, she's all over him. I mean, she's really upset at this point. And the guy said, you know, Miss blah, blah, blah. He said, I think we can solve this problem. And he just stayed calm. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I noticed myself changing. And she said, you know, he talked to me as if I actually mattered.
Yeah.
And I said, Marianne, do you understand what you just said? He talked to me as if I actually mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we really want to be more civil at work or anywhere else, if we can try to talk to other people as if they actually mattered.
Right.
It doesn't mean we have to agree with them, but it's really, since I heard her say that, it's really helped me in a couple of work situations where I go, huh, and it just slows me down. And I talk differently. I respond differently to the other person.
Well, I think we can all do. I think we can all do that. I mean, I think this is what Would it not be helpful to find a way to call people out? Let me tell you a real quick story. I was giving a speech in upstate New York a few months ago, and there was a dinner with the key stakeholders of the organization that I was invited to. And this one person who was not from there, he was brought in. He immediately at that dinner thought it was okay to call President Trump all kinds of really bad names.
Huh.
No, nobody had brought up politics. Nobody brought up Trump.
Right.
He just said, what about that so-and-so president we have? It was really ugly.
Huh.
And it just hit me wrong. And I said, sir, in 8 years of me disagreeing with almost every business policy that President Obama had, I never called him a name. I said, can we talk about this without being pejorative? And he looked at me and he said, you're right. I'm sorry. And you know what? None of that came up. No, it never came up again. That kind of language. What's wrong with that? What's wrong? Hey, guys, can we not talk about this without calling people names and things like that? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm actually surprised at the outcome and delighted. First of all, delighted that you said it to him and said it in a way that sounded truthful and sounded like, hey, you know, for 8 years, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Can't we, and then posed a question, can't we talk, blah, 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 blah. It allows him to come back and say, yeah, you're right. Now, you could have said exactly the same message but pointing a finger at him,
mm-hmm.
Or something, and, you know, a couple words differently, and you would have had an argument.
And your point and your story, that the employee said, ma'am, I think we can fix that. And that diffused everything, didn't it? Just bringing it back to civility.
He continued doing that.
Bring it back to civility, right? Isn't that what the message is?
Yeah. That's it.
We all know how to do it. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, you're welcome.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. M-A-U-R-E.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.